Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with Mamacita.
Mamacita.
Mamacita. Donde está Santa Claus?
The North Pole.
That's not how the song goes at all.
Oh.
How many Christmas songs do you think Colleen and I have done?
Oh my goodness. I don't know.
I was filming something today. I'm not supposed to say what it is yet, but they made me I hate that. I've done so many things where I'm like, they're like, you can't say anything till January. It's nothing big. It's just like I appear in something, someone else's channel. But they were like,
I don't even know this.
It's not that exciting.
Oh my
it's
goodness.
Very not exciting. Which is, I don't know why I have to be hush about any of it, because it's not that exciting. But they were like, okay, this comment is from your original YouTube video, your first YouTube video. And I was like, what was my first YouTube video? And so I'm thinking of like when I like started doing my channel and it was a pissed off video. I can't remember if it was about pregnancy or Christmas. I think it was about Christmas. And then they were like, guess what your video was? And I was like, I don't know. And they said, it's titled Christmas. And it wasn't a pissed off video. It was me and Colleen doing the stupid, awkward Christmas dancing. That's like the first thing on my channel. So we've done a lot of those.
You have.
Almost every year. I think we skipped a few when we didn't realize it was an annual thing.
Oh. That's funny.
Things happen. All right. So, happy Celebrate the Senses Day.
Ooh.
Your five senses. Mom, can you name all five senses?
Tasting, seeing, hearing, touching, wait, smelling.
Yes, there you go. Which one's your favorite?
Probably seeing. I'm kind of visual.
I'm all the things. I used to think I was a visual learner. I'm not. I have to do it and talk it out with someone. You can't tell me. You can't show me. I have to do it with my hands and talk about it. Mm-hmm. I have to repeat what you said back to you, which makes it a very difficult thing for me to learn in the classroom.
Oh, yeah.
Because teachers just tell you and then sometimes show you. And I'm like, no, I have to do it and then talk myself through it. So
I have to write it down.
That's how I memorize stuff, is I write it down with a pen and paper. I can't type it. Mm-hmm. That typing does absolutely nothing. I have to write it down. It.
Mm-hmm.
So many different ways to memorize and learn. And they don't teach you all of that in school.
No, because everybody learns different.
Exactly. And that's why we shouldn't do school just one way.
Right. I agree.
It's ridiculous. That's why I think woodshop was my favorite, is because I actually got to do the things. Now, it's also National Please Take My Children to Work Day. Now, what do you think this means?
Please take my children to work day?
Yes.
It sounds like you're taking someone else's kids to work.
That's exactly what it is. Someone invented it for stay-at-home moms because they were like, you're working too. You never get a day off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's please take my children to work day. So the moms or the dads, whoever stay at home, gives their children to someone else and they can take them to work or do whatever they want with them that day. So it's a day off for stay-at-home parents, and they give their children to somebody else.
Got
and they
it.
Can take them to work all they want. They say, please, take my children to work day.
That's funny.
I thought that was quite genius. And I think it should be celebrated more often. Did you ever have that where you were like, just take my children away?
Never.
Oh, that is false. Absolutely false.
Never.
Well, you only had Trent, me, and Colleen all together for A little bit. But a lot of moms, a lot of stay-at-home moms send their kids off to school and have 8 to 3, not to themselves, but that time.
Or they're working. Oh, stay-at-home moms, yes.
Yeah, stay-at-home moms. But you, when you homeschool, they're always there.
Yeah.
Every single frickin' moment of the day, they're there. I could never. Seems like too much. All right, so there's an article going around Twitter this week that says people are developing horns on the back of their spurs. Heads. Yeah, they're bone spurs.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is really common in old people, but it's happening to kids now, like younger and younger, because of phones, because we're constantly looking at our phones. And then people are like, actual journalists are looking into, they're like, they never said that. They never said it could. It says we're always looking down, like when we look at our phones. They never said it's caused by our phones, because this was my favorite thing. A while ago, an article came out saying we have such bad posture because we're always looking at, like, our iPads and our phones in this position. And it was the exact same position you read a book in.
Yeah.
I'm like, we always have been looking down since the beginning of time. When you sew, you look down.
Yeah.
When you do anything, when you read, when you write, we're looking down. You can't blame the phone. We've just changed the object in front of us.
Well, we look down a little bit more. I'm not defending that. I'm just saying we do look down a little bit more, because if you weren't playing it on your phone, what were you doing?
Sitting on the porch, I guess.
Outside, playing, or doing something.
I don't know. But I'm just like, it's the same position. You can't say that all of this is because of technology.
No.
It's the same thing. Yeah. All right.
If you're looking at a computer screen, you're not looking down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's just phones, apparently? I don't know. I sit in my bed, I put my phone above me, and then I've definitely dropped it on my face a few times.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised. I was thinking about this the other day, that I've never broken a bone.
I know.
And Dad was talking to me 2 days ago when we went to the Dodger game, and he was talking about how he used to jump from his roof to the neighbor's roof, because his parents lived on a hill. And so the neighbor's house was, like, lower down, so he would run from his roof to the neighbor's roof. And I was like, I know exactly what you're talking about, because I used to think about doing that all the time whenever I was at grandma's and grandpa's. But mom instilled so much fear in me that I never did. And I was like, oh, that is why I've never broken a bone, because I had you in the back of my mind being like, don't do that. You're an idiot. I don't think you ever called me an idiot, though.
Never.
Have you? I don't think you've ever called me an idiot.
No.
Why would I? Because I've done some idiotic things.
Yeah, but you hid those from me.
I can't really remember the idiotic things I've done. I don't think I've done anything that truly that my mom would yell at me that was idiotic.
But even if I was yelling at somebody, I wouldn't call them an idiot.
I would. Hey, if you're being an idiot, you're being an idiot.
That wasn't quite a right choice.
Well, if I love the person, I'm not going to call them an idiot. But if, like, there's an idiot driving and, like, cuts me off and they're a freaking idiot, I'm like, you're a freaking idiot.
Yeah, but they don't hear you.
I'll still tell them.
Okay.
I'll still tell them. So it has happened. Finally, electric scooters have been banned, like, other than Santa Barbara. Nashville banned electric scooters because someone was finally killed on one.
No, I'm sorry. But,
okay, so he was driving. They tested his blood alcohol. It was twice the legal limit. He was drunk.
Oh, my goodness.
He caused the accident on the scooter. He drove into the middle of the street, and the car hit him where he shouldn't have been. Like, it was 100% the drunk scooter dude's fault. So that, but they immediately banned the scooters. Now let's do this with guns. I'm sorry. He was drunk. He could have had a gun and he could have shot someone or shot himself, and they would have been like, well,
what could have had a knife. Are you going to ban the knives?
Oh, you forgot that you're pro gun. You believe in restrictor laws.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
It's got to be harder to get a gun, but I believe you have the right to have a gun.
Yeah, these arguments go...
Not this assault rifle garbage. No.
No. Did you see that photo? There was a photographer outside of a courthouse who was being a photographer, and then a gunman started shooting, and he took his camera. He, like, ran for safety, and he took his camera around the corner to see if it was clear, and he saw the shooter, and he took pictures of it.
Oh, wow.
And he took pictures of it, and it is the scariest image.
Wow.
And this guy, everything on him is legal. He is dressed head to toe in combat gear. He's got an assault rifle in his hand.
It was like some game. like right out
magazines
of some game.
All around his magazine clips, wow. all around his waist, and he's got a ski mask on, and the fear in his eyes is so prominent. And it's like people think that these shooters like are doing this brave act of like glory and they're going out with a bang or whatever, some crap that people say. This dude had just fear in his body and it was disgusting. And wow. but the photographer got that image and he was luckily the guy was taken down by the police before he could actually shoot anybody, because I don't know how he didn't.
Maybe he wanted to be shot.
He had a gun, he could have shot himself.
True.
Maybe that, I don't know. But that photograph was insane. Anyway, so electric scooters are banned in Nashville now because of an idiot driving drunk. So wow. That's all. But that argument can go around and around.
Yeah,
is it the person, is the objects shot, like the objects issue? Is the issue with the object?
No, it's the person.
It's the person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you think...
They made that choice.
Okay. So you think they shouldn't ban electric scooters?
Oh, I didn't say that.
But that's what you're saying.
No.
So it's the object's fault. So they should ban electric scooters and guns.
No. No.
This is... Everyone gets caught up somewhere in this argument.
Yeah.
The reason you can't ban knives is because knives are do other there's another purpose for them.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion. There was this thing where they were saying they were going to put dull knives in a domestic abusive households.
Oh wow. You can use anything.
Yes.
To take care of.
But like knives are for kitchen.
Yeah.
For a kitchen. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you're less likely to die from a knife attack than a gun attack. But apparently you can drive from a scooter attack now.
Not in Nashville and Santa Barbara.
Are they banned? They're banned in Santa Barbara. I haven't seen one in my neighborhood. There was a while, for a long while. Where
every once in a while, I'll see one around and it's like, oh.
There's one. There's one.
What's going on here?
I mean, people are going to die on them because people think, oh, I'm not driving drunk.
Yeah.
So they're scootering drunk instead.
People can die on them even not drunk.
Yes.
Because those things are kind of
wobbly. Now Uber's making them stronger and tougher as of last podcast.
That's what you said.
But driving a scooter drunk, I feel like you're only putting yourself at risk and not others. So I'd rather you get on a scooter than in a car. But also,
you can do some damage to some kids.
Call an Uber. Call a Lyft.
Right.
I'd rather call a Lyft, but that's all. So apparently there's a recall on 2015 MacBook Pros with Retina display because the batteries are catching on fire.
Oh, that's not good.
You should check what year yours is, because you might not have gotten yours in 2015, but it could be mine's a 2014 or 2013.
How would I find that out?
You go to like the Apple and then you go to like about this Mac and it'll tell you what year it is. So
it gets so hot?
Oh my God, I need to check your computer. They were sold between 2015 and 2017, and if you can check your serial number on Apple's support website right now, and they'll replace your battery for free.
Nice.
And if a lot of the times technology or MacBooks like stop working because the battery is old, so if you get a new battery, it replaces by getting a new computer. So check yours. So either so your computer doesn't explode, or see if you can get a new battery to extend
2015
life.
Mac.
MacBook Pro with Retina display.
Is that what I have?
I don't remember what we got you.
I don't know either.
I will check your laptop as soon as we're done with this, because I was thinking about that. I checked mine. Mine's too early of a thing, but you can check your serial number on Apple. I just thought I'd mention that because I don't want anyone's computers exploding on them.
Public courtesy announcement. What do they call those things?
Public service announcement.
But that's it. Public awareness announcement.
So YouTube is officially facing an investigation from the federal government over inability to protect children. So they were talking about this last week and they're officially in an investigation. I don't know what YouTube, I honestly don't think is at fault, or maybe they are because they are kids are working. I don't know.
Oh, we'll see.
Because I got asked today, it was like, should Facebook take down deepfakes?
What's a deepfake?
I feel like you've heard about it. It's you can superimpose someone else's face on someone else's body or someone else's voice matching up. Yes. And so it's like you think this person yes. is saying something that's really not them at all.
Yeah.
That's deep fake, putting someone else's okay. face in someone else's body, your voice or whatever. So I was like, should Facebook take it down? Like, should they have to take it down? And I was like, that they legally, I don't think they should have to, but morally, they should. And unless like all the parties involved, like whoever's face it is or body it is, and people, everyone was like, yes, this is fine. But like,
well, they take things down if people make fake accounts impersonating somebody else. So couldn't they? Doesn't yeah, it fall I
mean,
under that?
Yeah. I mean, they do this, but yeah. legally, should they have to? Was mm. the question I was asked. And I was like, I don't legally know. It's a
private company.
And that's why I'm like, YouTube shouldn't. Like, while I'm glad they take down bad videos and they do things that I'm like, I'm glad that they do that. Should they have to?
It's a private company.
It's a private company who's just there and other people are posting things on it. Mm-hmm. Why is it up to the company to delete it all? I'm glad they do things. Yeah. There should be laws and orders and morals and, you know, let's take down the bad stuff and keep the good. But like, why?
Well, who defines the morals?
Yes, but why is the federal government getting involved? Why is the why are they under investigation for? Like, I know it's because predators use their site to look at kids, and like the algorithm is pushing these kids on these predators. But
oh,
so yeah. is that what they're involved for? Maybe. That their algorithm are doing this? But it's not YouTube's fault that predators, like the pedophiles, watch the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also, but then YouTube's blaming the kids, and it's not the kids' fault
or the parents.
It's like. The only person at fault here is the freaking pedophiles.
Yeah.
But like, I don't
get them pedophiles.
Is it because YouTube is paying because it's like, because we're getting paid on it? Like we're getting paid on YouTube?
I don't know.
I'm so confused. Like, because I was thinking about this today. I'm like, Facebook shouldn't have to take down fake articles or whatever. I'm glad they do. Mm-hmm. But they've gotten hit so much with they're allowed, like, Trump articles are still up that are so fake, and fake Hillary things are up, and people are like mad at Facebook for not taking them down quicker. I'm like, do they have to? Is that part of a law? Do they have to take it down?
I don't think so.
Morally, you should.
Right.
But I feel like so many places like Twitter and YouTube are like get attacked because they didn't ban someone for a terrible person. They should be banned morally. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, I'm like, yes, they should be banned, but we shouldn't get so mad at a company for not doing it because legally they don't have to. They're just there. They're just a platform. Mm-hmm. And what we do with that platform is our issue.
Right.
I don't know. I just, that's, you have nothing to say about it.
No, I don't.
I was hoping for a devil's advocate there, sorry. But whatever.
Well, if they're private companies,
they can
do whatever they want.
Yeah,
but
morally they should.
Yeah, see.
But legally, like, we get so upset. And I guess maybe it's because we want to support this company. Like, we want to support Twitter.
Yeah.
We love Twitter. And we're mad that Twitter would let a terrible person on our site.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know. The whole thing is, I don't know why the federal government is getting involved. Because all I hear when I hear that is that YouTube is going to go to crap. Because. Yeah. Matt showed me an article the other day where it was like kids, they're thinking of putting all kids content on another platform.
Wow.
And I was like, so you're going to cut YouTube in half? And what qualifies as kid content? Creating content?
Or
yeah. Are you creating content for kids?
Well, yeah.
Or if you are a kid? Because...
And then what if you're a family channel? You have kids, but you're also...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you are a kid, if you are creating content for kids, because like, what am I? I create content that 13 to 24 year olds watch. Am I a kid content? And then there's Christopher and Jessica who have kids, but they're not technically kid content. It's like for all ages.
Right.
So the whole thing is so nerve-wracking because you don't know what's going to happen. Because they've like admitted that the disabling comments didn't work and they'd have... And just taking
sponsors away.
Yeah, sponsors are still like not doing anything. The reason the federal government got involved is because sponsors and advertisers went to the federal government and were complaining. I'm like, okay, that is not, you have no right to go to the federal government because a different site might have put one of your ads that you paid to have there on a video that you knew you had no control of which video was going on.
Yeah.
The whole thing just sounds like tattletaling to me. Which I act like I'm against, but I used to be the world's biggest tattletale.
Yes.
You trained me to be.
Well, I had to find out what was going on with the other kids.
And it got me in trouble. You guys wonder why Colleen hated me. My mom taught me that tattletaling was good.
And you're best friends now.
Yeah,
get
after
over
I
it.
Stopped tattletaling on her. You don't know.
Yeah, you don't tell me anything anymore. What's with that?
Gotcha. Because I'm friends with my siblings now. Something YouTube is doing is they're going to have interactive makeup ads. So you will be able to virtually try on the makeup alongside beauty vloggers. So from what I've read, it's kind of like those Instagram and Snapchat filters where you click on it and it's like, this is, I'm like, yeah, this is what it would look like if I could do that. Are you kidding me?
If I had the skin of a 16-year-old.
Yeah, sure. But apparently this isn't the first time that these kind of ads have happened. Warby Parker, who has sponsored us in the past, we don't have a sponsor today, but shout out to them because they gave me my glasses. They did do it, but it wasn't as like huge a hit as they wanted it to be. But
I think it would be.
Yeah, they had it where you could try on the glasses on their site virtually.
Cool. Yeah.
Which is a cool feature, but apparently it wasn't as explosive and amazing as everyone.
I think it should always be that with haircut, hair color.
I know.
Hairstyles.
I
clothing
want that.
Styles.
I think it's cool.
Clothing color.
Yeah, I think virtually trying on clothes and glasses and stuff is cool because you could like see what you look like.
Put in your measurements, all the measurements everywhere, and go, tell me how I would look in this outfit.
That's cool.
I do not like going to try on clothes.
I hate it. I hate it all. And I'm like, I wonder what my hair would look like this. Well, I don't care enough to try it. But if it was like virtually, I could see what
it'd
like
cool.
If you could dye your hair or whatever.
Yep.
But they're hoping it's a bigger hit with the beauty gurus makeup stuff because that's just a bigger platform. And it's more, I don't even know. But I don't know how you do that. Well, deep fake. You can put other people's faces on other faces. So, like, I don't know what you can do with technology anymore. Freaking scares me. On a lighter note, there's a turtle named Pedro who lost both his back legs.
Yes.
And the vets made him a wheelchair out of Legos.
I love it.
Did you see that?
No, I saw the headline, but I didn't click on it.
I just love that. And I just wanted to share that these vets were like, how do we make this turtle walk again? I got some Legos. I'm on
Legos.
It. Man, Legos are always
right
there.
That sounds like something Jacob would do.
I think I made a leprechaun trap out of Legos once.
You made a leprechaun trap every year.
Hey, I caught a hat once. Why I didn't question the fact that the hat was plastic is beyond me.
Yeah.
Because who's running around with a hard plastic hat on? I don't know.
The leprechaun in our yard.
No, it wasn't in our yard. It was in my kindergarten class.
Oh.
We all made traps.
Yeah.
And I accidentally went back in because I forgot something. And I wasn't supposed to see it till the next day, but I saw that like when she was closing up the... It was a whole thing. It was a whole thing. Another thing that's kind of on a happier note, Toys R Us is apparently going to open up stores again.
Yay!
They fooled us so good. Made us mourn their loss.
Yep.
They made us get so upset the fact that they weren't going to exist anymore, and then they're freaking bringing it back. And I'm so excited because if they open up a store near me, I'm totally going and buying all the things for the videos because I want to test a bunch of kids stuff, but I find it so hard.
There's no kids stores anymore.
Yeah, I want to go to a kids store. I want to feel it. I want to play with it. I want to see it because that's toys are different than anything else you buy. Like you have to, like I went to Target with Eric and Colleen and Eric was like touching all the buttons to see what they all did.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I don't like this one. I like this one. It's a toy. You have to play with it first.
You do.
So I'm hoping that they open up one near me. There's a closed down one near me where it's just an empty Toys R Us.
Hmm.
And it's so sad looking. Stores closing are sad looking.
It is sad. Yeah. It is sad.
The biggest thing that happened this week in the internet news, there wasn't a lot of internet things that happened. It was pretty chill internet wise, but Bella Thorne, an actress who's very close with Tana Mongeau, she released her own nudes.
Mm-hmm.
Because a guy had them and was threatening to release them. So she's like, I'm taking back my power. I'm going to release them. You have nothing over me. F you.
Uh-huh.
So apparently a kid hacked her Twitter and her Instagram. Like he hacked her accounts, was tweeting weird things, and then got nudes that she had sent to her boyfriend or whatever.
Ugh.
Her private nudes that were hers that was meant for this one guy. And this guy didn't share them. He was, he appreciated them. And then that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
The kid hacked her, got them, and was threatening it. So she was like, screw you. Then people were saying that the whole thing was staged because, well, they just speculated this. There was no proof. But they're like, because she's on book tour, her book's about to be released, and she wanted more promo. And I'm like, that's a little extreme to release your own nudes to get some promo.
That's quite a tail to spin.
She originally was saying that she was going to, like, call the FBI, but then she later was like, I'm not going to press charges. He was, like, only 17. He made a mistake, blah, blah, blah. And the whole thing just kind of seemed weird, but it was, like, sucked. It was like, that's no one, that's terrible that her news were being threatened. She had to release them on her own to get back her power, but that was never the intention of the photos, was for the internet to see. Then Whoopi Goldberg made a statement about it and basically said it's Bella Thorne's fault because she shouldn't have taken nudes.
What? You can take nudes if you want.
Yeah.
The privacy of
it's
your own.
It's your body. It's your phone. And you choose. Like, I always say, don't take nudes just in case.
Yeah.
And,
don't take a picture if you don't want the risk of anyone else seeing it.
Yes.
Other than your intended person.
As I also say,
it could happen.
Don't send it in a text message if you don't want people to, someone else to read it.
Right.
So, but if you do send a text or you do send a nude, it's not your fault if other people are dickheads.
Right.
So, I think that Whoopi was way out of line. And people were like, because it is victim blaming. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Like, Bella Thorne did nothing wrong.
Right.
She took pictures for someone else who respected the pictures.
Yeah.
Did not. It was just between two people. And then someone else illegally obtained them. And then I think it was Philip DeFranco who said, like, that's like saying, oh, I have all these expensive things, and then being like, oh, someone robbed me. Oh no. And then someone being like, well, you shouldn't have had expensive things.
Right.
You knew you were open to get robbed. Like, robbers exist, so you shouldn't have had nice things. Like, that's the kind of thing. I always just say don't do nudes just because if it might get out. Not that it would be your fault, but because it might get out.
Yep.
But if you do, that's your business. That's your body. You do what you want. If you love your body so much that you want to take some nudes of it, girl, I love that you love your body that much. Love your body. My friend, I'm going on tangents. It's because we don't have much news today. So I feel like I can go on tangents.
Chicken news.
Well, let me finish this. My friend Kelly Six from high school texted me and she was like, did we have body issues in high school? I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, did we ever think about our weight and like how our bodies looked? And I was like, no. We thought about it, and neither of us, and like our group of friends, was never stressed about our weight and our body image. And we're like, how did we do that? Obviously, when we got into college, like, we thought about it, and like things. I feel like someone at some point in life, everybody goes through some. I'm like, oh my god, my body. But in high school, we would just live in our best lives. We did not care.
I'm glad.
We were just like, we were more worried about, like, I don't know, boys. But the boys didn't care what size we were.
Yeah.
They just wanted to date us. We were so attractive. We weren't. But Kelly's gorgeous. But I was just like, we were trying to think, like, how did we get through that? I don't know. I don't know how we got through high school without body issues. We were amazing. That's all. I think we were both support. I don't even freaking know. I'm just so proud of us. We were like, go us. We rocked that. All right, Mom, what's your chicken facts?
Oh, I got to put on my glasses. Okay, everyone says that, chickens lay eggs out of the same thing they pee and poo out of. Well, guess what? Chickens don't produce urine.
So they don't pee?
No, it's their high respiration rate. Chickens lose most excess moisture through breathing. The white part of the chicken poop is uric acid, so it's not urine. There you go.
That is urine, and urine acid is urine.
Uric.
Oh, uric. I thought you said urine acid. So,
poop. So they don't produce... They don't produce any urine.
Okay, so they don't poop and pee, but they poo out of the same hole they lay an egg.
Well, yeah.
Their poo is extremely runny.
Yes, it is.
So I'm like, that's a lot of the liquid. So I'm going to say their pee is poo.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
That has uric acid in it.
Okay, so I read something on the internet this week that I thought was funny.
What?
Wait, now I got to find it.
All right. I'll pause.
Okay,
go. She found it.
Okay, so somebody posted this, so I'm taking it off of something I saw on Facebook.
Okay.
So that counts as the internet.
That's most of what we talked about today.
Single ad that appeared in the Atlanta Journal. Okay, you ready?
It's an ad that appeared in the Atlanta Journal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Single black female seeks male companionship. Ethnicity unimportant. I'm a very good looking girl that loves to play. I love long walks in the woods, riding in your pickup truck, hunting, camping, fishing trips, and cozy winter nights lying by the fire.
Is that a dog?
Candlelight dinners will have me eating out of your hand, and I'll be at the front door when you get home from work wearing only what nature gave me. Call, then they have a number, and ask for Daisy. Over 15,000 men found themselves talking to the Atlanta Humane Society about an 8-week-old black Labrador retriever. I thought that was hilarious.
The second you started describing it, I was like, that's a dog.
I know. You said that. And I'm like, shh, Rachel. I'm sorry. You're blowing the punchline.
I like to guess things before
me too.
Thing.
Me too. Wasn't that great? I thought it was great.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hey, that I mean, dogs are great. Dogs are great. Fantastic. Get them if you have the time. Yeah. And money for them because yeah. They cost a lot. My dogs are constantly at the vet. They cost a lot. Matt was like, I think our biggest expense is dogs. I'm like, hush, they're cheaper than children. My cousin once said, like, children are cheap, and I was like, it depends, I guess, how you raise them. Yeah. Were we cheap? Were we expensive?
No, well, every family's different.
Every family is different. All right, Mom, let's play the game on your phone where it's like
good
that
grief.
You can't say words, but you want them to say a word.
Okay, now we get to look through and decide what game that was called. Okay.
All right, we are playing Off Limits in the food category. Go, Mamacita.
Well, I'm waiting for the ad. Not now.
Dear gosh.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, it's a lot of items and...
Corn.
Las Vegas?
Chips.
No, we always...
Buffet.
Yes. What do I do?
Swipe one way or the other. I don't care.
Okay. It rhymes with coffee.
Toffee?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't think you would be able to say that.
These are in my backyard. Bawk,
bawk. Chickens.
Yeah. Bawk, bawk. This is not a zucchini, but it looks like a zucchini, but it doesn't have the prickly things on it.
It's cucumber.
Yeah. Oh, this is what we put... our beverages
coaster
in
glass.
Some are
cups,
some are plastic
mugs, glass.
Babies drink out of this
bottle.
There we go. Whoa, I'm sweating because
it's hot.
Yeah,
hot was the word.
Yeah. I put this in a... oh, I said put.
You couldn't say the word put.
No.
All right.
I did pretty good, though, huh?
Yeah, we did. All right, let's try again. But, you know, we have to wait for this ad to pass.
This is food, right?
We should really just invest in buying this app without the ads. Because, I mean, it would be a business expense.
Do it on your phone.
All right. Close. Ready? Not now. Go. Oh, you don't know that it's Rachel Wentling's favorite food? Okay, so it's the one that it's a...
fruit
and it no
kiwi.
Now why can't I describe this? No, you grow it in the ground and it
vegetable.
Yes, but it's the
a beet, a turnip.
No, okay, artichoke. It's got a hard stem and the top is like little tiny little
celery.
Beets.
Tiny. Oh, the broccoli.
Yes, gosh, you don't know what that is.
Rachel, come on.
We had this in the backyard. It grew on a tree. And it
plums?
No, the
peaches,
other one. No, it's still
oranges.
There. Yes. What kind of diet am I?
Vegetarian.
There it is. I'm not, but that was the correct word.
Vegan.
I put this in my tea, and it comes from the little bzzz.
Bee, honey.
Yep. No,
bee.
Colleen has a walk-in, and you wish you did.
All pantry.
Yes. I couldn't figure out how to get you to say ginseng. Ginseng?
Oh, I wouldn't know that one.
And aged.
Oh, me.
Okay.
I don't know.
If the word was vegetarian.
Oh.
And I knew you would say that if I said, what diet am I? Because you can never remember. It's my favorite. I'm doing it again.
Okay, go.
Because I failed at my clues.
Okay.
I'm mad about it. Oh, it froze.
Add.
No, it just froze all together. Well,
what the heck?
Oh, Taco Bell is
Taco Mexican.
No, it is
fast food.
Yes, but that if the I can't explain it.
Words are hard.
Okay, when there's a bunch of the same restaurants, it's
a chain.
Yes,
fast food chain.
Yeah. Oh, you deep fry this, and it's from a potato.
French fries.
Yeah, you got
French fries. Okay, I said it three times.
Oh, you like it burnt. I hate it putting on a sandwich. It's good by itself. It's part of breakfast. It's the...
stop, I forgot the name of it. Bacon.
Yes.
I knew what you said the minute you said it.
Okay. Ooh, rabbits like to eat this.
Lettuce. Carrots.
No. Yes.
Celery.
Oh, you'll be strong if you eat it.
B- spinach Popeye. Yes.
Oh, that was not good. It was the op. Oh,
bitter.
I can't. Yes. Oh, it's the little tiny. They went to the
olives.
To Stephanie went to the factory of it.
Jelly bellies.
Yes.
Beans.
I got it. Oh, I finally started getting in the groove. Do you want to do one?
I'll do one more for you.
Sorry, I kept interrupting you. I was just trying to make sure I got all the clues out that I could.
Oh, it went black again.
Oh, what is with that? We can just move on to questions if you'd like.
No.
Okay.
Oh, when you want something hot, you put it in the
microwave, oven,
yeah.
Toaster.
Oh, I like to freeze them. They're good.
Grapes.
Yeah.
Why are you giggling? What, poop? Is it poop related?
It grows.
Weed.
No. Oh, little white
mushrooms.
You steam. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say steam. It was rice.
Oh.
Oh, you consider this not a food.
A soup.
Yeah. You don't do this either.
Eat meat.
Moo.
Cow. Beef. Burger.
What comes from that moo?
Cow?
There's the fruit
beef
section,
steak.
And there's the
beef
meat
steak.
Section, and there's the
cow, dairy,
yes.
Milk.
Oh, you put this on spaghetti.
Meatballs, marinara
it's
sauce.
Short.
Parmesan cheese.
The first, no,
marinara sauce?
But it's what it is.
Sauce. What it is?
Tomato sauce.
Oh!
Okay.
Okay. We finally got it. It took us a couple rounds. We got in there. All right. We only have a couple questions for today.
Oh, yay.
Sorry, this podcast is shorter. Not much happened. And also, we didn't have a sponsor
for
today.
We had Grandma Camp. I was busy.
Oh, you did have Grandma Camp.
Oh, it was so much fun.
We podcasted last week at Grandma Camp.
We did. We sure did.
That's fun.
It was amazing that we did.
My dad took the kids to the park and we finally got it done. All right. Anonymous Colleen says, as a vegan, what do you typically eat for breakfast? I don't.
We're not big breakfast eaters.
We never have been.
No.
I used to like try and get some cereal in, but then Matt's like, cereal is extremely bad for you, all the things. So,
well, it depends on the cereal.
No, like all of them, the way they have to preserve it.
Oh.
It's all really bad for you, apparently.
What about oatmeal?
Oh, we do eat oatmeal, but not until lunch. We eat lunch, dinner, and then later dinner.
Yeah.
And when I get home, like right now it's 9 at night, I'm going to go home and I'm having a smoothie for like my dinner dessert. But yeah, most breakfast foods are eggs, bacon, ham.
Well, yogurt.
Well, that's dairy.
I do a smoothie for breakfast.
But
it's like late.
Sometimes I have a bagel with my fake butter.
Mm.
But it's not very filling. I don't get many filling breakfasts.
I get sick if I eat food in the morning when I first get up.
Oh, my God. Today we're going to talk about poop again. Sorry, no, that was last week. But I've been having like really weird poops. We talked about that. I've been really weird poops that like just aren't on schedule. And yesterday I didn't poop. And then today I was out with the dogs and I was like, oh, it's coming. Oh, it's coming.
I think it's walking the dogs that makes you go, girl.
I wasn't walking.
You,
I was just hanging
out
with them in the backyard.
You walk the dogs to have them poop and you're the one that ends up pooping.
I haven't gone on walks in multiple days in the mornings because I don't want to have to poop in the middle of the walk anymore. So I just let them go out in the backyard and then I poop and then we go on a walk. So I went poop this morning and I was like, oh my God, I love when they were about to come out and they're about to explode. And she's like, you don't have to do anything. You sit and all it comes out. I sat and that feeling was like where I'm not going to have to do anything. It's just going to come out. But this turd was so wide.
Oh,
I
ouch.
Swear to God,
ouch.
I was ripping my butthole. I was like, this is what birth is.
There are this razor is, blades in it.
Yes, that's what it felt like. It was ripping. And then it took like, it was probably like an inch of that and then it all just exploded out because it was so thin after that.
Yeah.
It was just like I had a
something
plug.
Clogged you up. Yeah.
I had a plug and it was like 3 inches wide and my butthole doesn't go
what
that
did
wide.
You eat?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
I'm very healthy.
You are.
The whole thing was just very, very, just, it was very painful. I was literally saying the words ow as I pooped by myself in the bathroom. That's what
There's
I eat for
that.
Breakfast.
There's that, people.
Amelia Loves Billy says, have you ever been to a pride parade before?
No, I have not.
I one time went to in Santa Barbara because I was hanging out with Colleen and Teenie. And Teenie was like, oh, there's a pride thing happening. So we went. But it was like not that exciting. It wasn't that big of a thing. It was just like at the beach. There was a bunch of hippies.
That was a long time ago?
Yeah, it was a while ago. I want to say like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But I'm this person that I'm always like, yeah, I'll go to a pride parade. I'll go on a march. I'll go do whatever. I never know when any of this stuff is happening. I am just completely, it's like, they're in the middle of a pride parade. All my friends are posting pictures. I'm like, wait, when did this happen? What? How did you guys know? How did you all know to be there? Like, with all of the marches that have happened. I'm like, how did everyone know? Like, I think I've known about one of them and I couldn't find anyone to go with.
How do you not know? You're on the internet, girl.
I know. And I just feel really stupid that I don't know when anything is. But I would go, but I've never been, no one's ever invited me.
Ask John, he'll take you. Or Corey.
But also, I just don't know when anything is.
Oh.
So that's basically it. Colleen, not ours, said, what game shows have you always wanted to be a contestant on? I've always wanted to do Family Feud.
Oh, we should so do Family Feud.
I would
Feud.
Win so hard at Family Feud.
We would
Feud.
Have so much fun.
I've never liked Jeopardy.
No.
And I would know I'd fail at Price is Right.
Me too.
But I feel like I could never do Survivor or Big... No. I could maybe do Big Brother. I could never do The Amazing Race. So I'm thinking Family Feud
we'd,
is pretty much it. I could do Ellen's Game of Games. Mm-hmm. I think I could crush that.
Don't you have one of her shirts?
Did yes.
you wear a shirt the other day? It said Ellen's Game of Games.
Yeah, I'm not on it. People were expecting that I'm on it. I'm not on it, but I'm not allowed to talk about it, but I'm not on it.
No.
My mom is so confused. Oh, I told Dad. I didn't tell you.
You wore a shirt the other day. I'm like, oh, that's
yeah,
cute. Where'd
I'm not on the show. I am not on the show, okay. But I'm also not allowed to talk about it. But I do have an
is
Ellen's
this the
Game
thing you're
of
not
Game
allowed
list.
To talk about?
It's one of two things. Nothing's that big a deal. I'm not my sister. I don't have an announcement every other day. Okay. Oh, is there a Flynn awake?
I'm hoping not.
Okay. We'll do one more question and then that'll be it. Mathilda Martin.
Matilda?
I don't know if I wrote her name down wrong.
Oh, well.
You know who you are. Said, what happened to the bucket list series?
I thought of that the other day.
I think I'm going to pick it back up, put on the vlog channel. I thought maybe I've talked about this before or I just told people in private. I think I'm going to pick it up on the vlog channel because it is vlog style.
Mm-hmm, it is.
And people on my main channel don't like vlog style.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to move it to the vlog channel. I was having a hard time with it because the YouTube algorithm is so messed up that if you have one bad video, it just crushes the next like 10 you put out. It just throws you down. So it was hard because while I love doing this and I wasn't doing them for the views, they weren't getting views, and that's fine by me, but it was throwing all the other videos down that I did need to get views on, and it was just tanking those. So I'm going to move it to the vlog channel because it is vlog style, and I don't care about that channel doesn't, I'm not, that channel is not to
it's
make money,
for
it's for fun.
Yeah.
So I hate it because I was like, it's not, this bucket list series isn't for money, it wasn't for views, but it was hurting my other things that are for money and views. That's terrible to say. But
well,
that's
it's your living.
Yeah, it's my job. So business wise, I had to not do it on my main channel anymore because I still love it. I love the fact of just like doing things with you and Dad. I want to incorporate other people, but that's all. It just it was tanking my channel, so I have to move it to a different one because I still love the series.
Her parents tanked the channel.
You guys suck is basically what I'm getting at. So thanks for that, Mom. All right, I don't have anything else. Do you?
No.
Well, that was actually 40 minutes. That was still really long. Me and my tangents. All right. We love you guys. Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there. This is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.